Z93 Jam shows its own for hip hop and R&B. It is Reese G back with
Dr. Thaddeus John Bell
for another Keeping It Real with Dr. Bell. And today we're continuing the conversation in regards to racism in healthcare. I was talking to a therapist, and she's a black therapist, and she's actually a friend of mine. And she uses the term culturally competent because you understand the lifestyles of your patients because their lifestyle is similar. Yes. So like you said, a lot of times your black patients may not be compliant to following the rules. You know that because you engage with them more, not just in your profession, but in your personal life.
You know the issues behind what they project when they come in the office. You know that he or she may not be taking his medications because they may not be able to afford the medications that they take. The study also says something else, which I found to be very, very interesting. And that is, even if you are highly educated and economically secure, because you're African American, you may not get the same quality of care.
That's interesting.
Even if you're highly educated and make a lot of money,
that's it,
you still may not get the quality of care.
So in summary,
I like to let young people know that your health is very, very important to how well you're going to do in life. You got to make sure that you protect your health. So it will require you getting health insurance, because if you get health insurance, then you're going to be in a place where you're going to be able to get good health care. And then you're going to have to be your own advocate, and you're going to have to do what's recommended, whether or not your physician is African-American or white or otherwise.
And just like you said, be your own advocate and be proactive and make sure you're doing your part to make sure your doctor is telling you the right things to do or giving you the right type of care.
That's exactly right. In other words, if you have high blood pressure, you ought to go out and Google high blood pressure and see what that's all about.
Yes.
To make sure that your doctor is telling you the right thing as it relates to that particular problem.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting study.
It's a heavy subject.
It's very heavy, but it's very necessary. Because what is the segment called? Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real. And I thought that this particular segment was going to be very, very important, because our listeners, whose help we are trying to impact, this is something that's very real.
True indeed. Such an important topic and subject to be discussing. And we're going to wrap it up for today, but we're not done with the conversation in regards to racism and healthcare. We'll continue it next Tuesday on another
Keeping It Real with Dr. Thaddeus John Bell
at 1:20 p.m. on Z93 Jams.